This is Health Matters, looking at minor maladies that persist.
The question is, when should you write out a minor ailment and when should you see a doctor? Say you have a cold. Normally it runs its course and you're done with it. But say the cold doesn't clear up and you have a cough that lingers for weeks or even months.
Then it's off to the doctor. When coughing persists, especially a wet cough, your condition is no longer minor. You may or may not have pneumonia, or your doctor may find that you have bronchitis. If the bronchitis is caused by a bacteria, an antibiotic may be prescribed.
It could also be that the cold aggravated a mild asthma condition that you didn't know you had, an aggravation that acts like bronchitis. According to a study by the Annals of Allergy, Asthma and Immunology, up to two-thirds of adults with two episodes of bronchitis over 5 years had minor asthma that had never been diagnosed.
When a cough lingers, but you're otherwise feeling okay, it doesn't seem necessary to see a doctor, and sometimes it isn't. Even acute bronchitis doesn't last for more than a few weeks. It all depends on how long the cough lingers.
A cough that persists more than a few weeks has moved into a chronic state, and that requires medical attention. Generally, the same virus that infected you initially is causing the persistent bronchitis. The trick is to treat the cold before it develops into bronchitis. And that's where home care comes in. When you have a cold, follow the basics. Drink lots of fluids, get lots of rest, eat nourishing food. You should heal up without a lingering cough.
Unless you are a smoker or live with a smoker, or, as we said, you have a mild form of asthma, or you've been exposed to polluted air, or on-the-job pollutants, or you have a weak immune system. There are a number of reasons why people develop chronic bronchitis, and it's important to find the cause and address it.
A sprained ankle is another minor condition that can linger and become a more serious problem. Normally a sprain heals up and that's the end of it.
Not quite. As it turns out, up to 30% of people who sprain an ankle wind up with a long-term condition called ankle instability. This happens when the sprain didn't quite heal itself back to normal. As a result, the ankle tends to wobble when you walk. Because of the wobble, you can wind up spraining the ankle again and again, and this could leave you with a swollen, painful ankle for months. Treating the sprain correctly from the get-go can help prevent that long-term problem.
While icing is common, some claim it's not that effective. Over-the-counter anti-inflammatory medications like ibuprofen, Motrin, and Aleve help with the pain and the swelling. Wrapping the sprained ankle in an elastic bandage also reduces swelling. Staying off it for a day or two after the injury is recommended, as is elevating the ankle. But once the swelling goes down, you should stop using the elastic bandage and start moving, gently at first.
Gently is the word. It's important to do a gentle exercise like rotating your foot clockwise and counterclockwise. Start out slow and build up to 20 rotations. This restores flexibility to the muscle and ligaments. It's when these tissues become stiff that you can wind up with chronic ankle instability.
The National Athletic Trainers Association recommends starting exercise within the first 48 to 72 hours, depending on the severity of the sprain. Balancing exercises also help restore the tissue and ligaments to normal function. The American College of Sports Medicine is a good online source of information. They have a comprehensive summary of sprains, strains, and tears, and advice on home treatment and exercises appropriate to the type of injury. Their website is acsm.org.
If the injury is more than mild bruising and swelling, it's wise to check with a doctor. Severe swelling and serious pain may mean you have a torn ligament, a fracture, or a bone contusion.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Tashana Moon, Michael Heminger, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.